pit stop. The Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Three Wide NASCAR podcast, and this has now, as you probably noticed by the title, two-part episode of the 100th episode of EG3 NASCAR podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III. Welcome back into the show. And for those of you who are tuning in or wondering what happened, well, we had a little bit of mic issue there. Too much excitement going on, and the battery decides to pop out of the mic, which pretty much ended that recording. So that is why we're now dividing it up into two-part episode of the post-race edition of Bristol. Big D, across the glass here. There, we've done most of it. I was really afraid we're going to have to start over, but luckily, we got lucky. It saved our data right there. Not going to do it again. We got a lot going on this week, including the national championship game tomorrow night. That's why we moved up the recording anyways. So, both two-part episode of the Through Our NASCAR Pilot EG3 post-race reaction of Bristol coming at you on Tuesday. It's going to be in two parts. Two-parter, thanks to the malfunction of the microphone. But anyways, we're getting it in here on both of them. Right here, right now, literally, a couple hours from Kyle Busch taking the checkered flag at Thunder Valley for the 8th time in his career and creeping closer, trying to catch Darrell Waltrip, the most wins so far at Bristol. EG3 show, we're all about Gannon Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three best divisions in all of motorsports. This is episode part now of episode 100 episode of the Three Wide NASCAR Pilot EG3. So back on for a few more minutes, and I've been teasing it all before we had that malfunction there. Now it's been coming up here in a few minutes. Now, before we had that, I think we had everything covered there up until, so we got the racing deal covered there. We covered all what needs to be covered today on this edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast. And I want to talk Final Four for a wrap-up show tonight with what I'm going to talk about with this announcement. All right, so Final Four. Oh, yes, lap traffic. That's what we're getting to. All right, so, real quick. Yes, I don't know where I'm at. We moved up 5 last week, and we picked the winner. Put that highlight next to my name, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Christopher Bell did it finally. I mean, this is the second time I think we picked Christopher Bell. I think in a row, I believe, I'm not mistaken. Yeah, we picked this in for the second consecutive week here, and he puts down a win there. As we talked about earlier tonight on the Throughout NASCAR Pilot, so Christopher Bell, 52 points right there. And Chase Elliott, we were sitting pretty there. He scored a pole. Well, obviously not knowing. He scored a pole right there. And looking good. He tacked the wall in final practice. Okay, uh-oh. All right. So, and then here, I thought this was going to be a worse day than it was going to be right there. He had power steering issues and dealing with all this other stuff, contact with Newman, contact with the wall. That's what happens at a day, a typical day at Bristol. You're going to get that sometimes, right? Well, almost probably all the time. But Chase Elliott finished outside the top 10, 11th. Could have been much worse. But I'll take the crappy 27 points and move on to Richmond there. And a good typical day. We have two races there going on and not three. You want to score 100 points. And I'm trying to figure that out. We got it right last week. Getting over 100 points. Here, this could get a little tricky in this instance where, I don't know, you would love to score the highest. But obviously, we did not score highest, obviously. But you know, 79 points, that's not bad. If you can score, if I could score 75 Big D, you know, on these two-pointers here, it's big. That's a great weekend. I'll take it what it is, 79-pointer, and we'll see where I stand, stack up here, coming to hopefully make a late charge here after kind of a slow start, but trying to get it going here, 79 points, and in the other fantasy league, yeah, we're for the second week in a row here, you know, pick Eric Jones and Kevin Harvick. Obviously, Harvick with those issues there, or that getting penalized there, and having a long day for Harvick there, coming back to finish 13th there. Ash starting deep in the field, and then Eric Jones had a wacky day himself as well, and Eric Jones was very pumped up. I believe he was leading this race at one point very early, and pitting late issues doomed him there with a 24th place finish. So, you know, that's what it is right there. At least for that one, we started this one late, and hopefully Lap Traffic Fantasy, which Brandon Crowd, the host of Lap Traffic, go listen to it. It is a fantastic podcast, along with the Loose Lugs podcast, the PETM podcast, and the MOATF podcast, which is just taking a break for a work-related reason there. And that front end, many more podcasts. Like I said, the EG3 pod, the 3Y NASCAR pod with EG3 is part of the family as well. So definitely that this family, along with a couple others, really has gelled here and getting along here. So definitely a lot of content to be listening to here as your usual work week. Add our podcast as well to the plethora of podcasts here in the NASCAR industry. But yeah, so 79 points there. Coming out of Bristol, I'm happy with that. So I'm kind of anxious to see where that's going to land. And I'm surprised. Obviously, our buddy Mick Rose, who I'm going to get back on this show at some point, probably we'll probably reach out to him before Kansas here, see if he'll get back on. But I have to get back to him on that. But anyways, we are going to get him back on the show here on the Throw NASCAR podcast. So he gets a stat. He keeps up with all the data of the fantasy. And there was a stat. Obviously, there was Kyle Busch in there. So those 18 players hit it on the head. I was very surprised at the Xfinity. And maybe I might be a little wrong here. Justin Allgaier, I believe Justin Allgaier was the favorite in this one. About the same number. One less than Kyle Busch. And obviously Allgaier's day ended in not so good fashion on that end. And so, but hey, you know, those are probably the same players that picked Kyle Busch. So, I'll probably say more than half, if I'm mistaken. See, you know, I'm picking up on this game here very, very quickly. So you kind of you have to go a little bit outside the box here, try to gain a little here and there. That's the game. I'm playing that game. So that's how it's going to be from here on out. You got to play the mix and match. You don't know who's everybody picking and whatnot. So that's kind of the frustrating thing. But hey, you know, you got what you got. Season, so definitely Kurt Busch there coming from his 27th spot there, not even scoring any stage points there, getting the max sec 2 points right there. That's huge right there. So, but anyways, big right there for Lap Track Fantasy. That's where we stand on that. So when we come back on the air, whether it's this week some point or back next week for the post race reaction edition, we'll be back to our regular day of recording next week there of Richmond. We'll know where we stand, but definitely stand by then here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. The final four, man, there's some games last night. First game, obviously, Auburn, Virginia went right down to the wire, and oh my goodness. Yeah, I didn't know about the whole double dribble thing with Ty Jerome bouncing that off his foot and then picking back up, and then they calling him double dribble. Obviously, they didn't call it there, which allowed all this drop. And I believe Bruce Pearl called a timeout there, Big D. I mean, we had you and a couple of other guys over last night. And I want to say Bruce Pearl might have called up that time. I would have let it play. I would have let it play out. But I mean that. I mean, yeah, I'm not the coach that's right there at that very moment. But you know, that thing bounced off. I would have let. You know, you don't know that at the time, obviously. But you know, it's just one of those things that you know Auburn fought all the way back from what 10 down to take the lead. And then have that go the way it did. Have the refs decide the game. It's a bad decision. That is what it is. Very bad. They had to put it in the refs' hands. They had to work so hard. So hard. To get the trail and then bust your ass. To get the lead away. And then to end like that. That you cannot put yourself in that position there. And I don't even have his name up on my notes, but you cannot put yourself in that position there to possibly get a foul calling you, especially on a three-point shot. We have seen this in the college game. Here and there, and rarely in the NBA we see that, but definitely in the college game, we have seen this probably more times, definitely more times than the NBA. A young guy puts himself in a position there, you're trying to guard the best you can, and Kyle Guy, obviously, one of the more better three-point shooters in college basketball, probably. You know, I haven't paid attention to Virginia, but the video games I have seen, he's put it down. But obviously there, you cannot put yourself in that position where that, unfortunately, that was a foul and a missed call on the other end there for sure. But yeah, I didn't know that at the time when Gene Saratore and all of them were explaining to us, to the whole world who were watching these games last night, and Auburn on a wrong sin. It should have been Auburn and Texas Tech, but instead, we got to watch Virginia for one more night. That's why we moved up the recording tonight, and to kind of celebrate our existence here on the podcast by literally reacting to what we watched today with Kyle Busch and Kurt Busch going 1-2 at Bristol with the reaction there. So instead, it's Virginia and Texas Tech, and literally one of my best buddies were talking about after church during potluck, and we didn't expect this from Tech. Obviously, we're more familiar with Tech than Virginia. So with K-State, obviously, one of our conference foes is Texas Tech. Okay, so for those who don't know, all right, so you got to You got to appreciate what they're doing. And, you know, Texas Tech, who would have saw this coming? I mean, they're good. Let's not face it, but they're defensively, they're good. But damn, you know, offensively, they have really turned it up a notch. And this is especially with last night was their best player, Jarrett Culver, you know, having 1 point in, let's see, maybe 20 minutes into the game, started scoring points. Matt Moody coming up huge for them. And Jarrett Closer, I mean, not Jarrett. Well, actually, you might well say Jarrett Culver, the closer last night. They're shutting it down and putting Michigan State away and taking Tech one more away from possibly a national championship in basketball. And not only that, getting one for the Big 12 as well. So who would have saw this coming? Certainly not me. We all knew Texas Tech was good, no doubt. And so is Kansas State. You know, Kansas State, we beat Texas Tech. We're 1-for-1 this year. Tech beat us at their place, of course, and then we beat them at their place. I mean, actually, no, I got that all wrong. We beat Tech at home, and then Tech beat us at their place. Okay, so got that straight now. Matter of fact is, you know, this Tech defense right here is a championship-level defense right here. They get up in your grill, Big D. Folks, for those of you who haven't been paying attention to Tech, obviously, the next time we're on the podcast, we will know who won a national championship in college basketball this year for 2018-19 season. But damn, I tell you what, you know, I know Virginia's been good for the last, 10 years or whatever. But, you know, we gotta ride with Big 12, man. I would like to see Tech pull this off tomorrow night. And so, I mean, Culver, you know, Culver was very quiet there until the last 5 minutes of the game, really. They're closing out there. Matt Mooney, you know, it could be Mooney one night, Moretti next night. Francis off the sixth man off the bench. Tariq Owens, that dude's a baller. He's become one of my favorite players who I've watched, well, really, throughout the year. But in this tournament, Owens has been the man in block shots. He's been doing off that team. And Virginia's going to be in for a hell of a battle tomorrow night. But Tech is going, we're picking Tech over here, obviously, because we're in Big 12 country. We got to ride with it. So Texas Tech is going to win this game, I think. And Virginia's going home, not championship. So that's who we're picking, obviously, for the college basketball NCAA Final Four. Now championship going down tomorrow night. Obviously, both of these parts are going to be up and running on Tuesday. So we're going to already know who won the championship. But Tech, Virginia for the title, is going down tomorrow night. You'll see the 3Y NASCAR podcast. EG3, that's me, Eddie Gritter 30 with you guys. And now for the wrapper in the bag to be unwrapped right now to finally get it on with this announcement. Save the best for last to wrap up this podcast. And you might, well, actually, they didn't really say, they told me they didn't say anything, so they let me have the floor. So let's break this down right now. Folks, the month of May, I mean, for me personally, and for my wife, it's going to be crazy as it is. It's always usually crazy with our wedding anniversary and all the other stuff that goes around it, but it's going to get even more crazier, folks. For the first time on this podcast and on a Loose Lux podcast, we're going to be doing the crossover here for the first time ever. Loose Lux podcast and the 3Y NASCAR podcast crossover event in the month of May. Next month is going down. I will be on the Loose Lux podcast after the weekend in Kansas City. That with the races, the Truck Series race and the Kansas races over there. And oh, by the way, I have not purchased tickets yet for that one. But I am going to, so looking forward to hopping on with AJ, host AJ and Ryan for that one. That I'm looking forward to that one as well. And then, of course, Memorial Day weekend. That's where, of course, you have Monaco, the Indy 500, and the Coke 600. AJ from Loose Lux Podcast will be right here with a 3Y NASCAR podcast, breaking it all down. The biggest day in motorsports. He will be right here talking. We're going to be talking all of it, breaking it down, getting our reaction to what happened in the biggest day of racing, Memorial Day, the weekend. Yeah, the week after Memorial Day. So, have not set a date for that, but May is going to be crazy. The Loose Lux 3Y crossover, it is going down for sure. May. Stay tuned for more details. And I believe that date, Big D, for me to go on the Loose Lugs podcast is that Wednesday. So after Wednesday night church, I'll have to hop back over here and get ready for, I'll be preparing for that. But yeah, for sure, that is going to be coming off of the Kansas weekend. I will be there. We're talking a few other players up as well who wanted to go as well. I know a couple of buddies who we didn't go with them to Kansas last time, last spring. But anyways, that is the big announcement right there. Finally, the cat's out of the bag, and now we can really start getting people into the thing. I know if you're not a listener to the Loose Lux podcast, so, like I said earlier, get on that. They do a good job. AJ, Ryan, they do a nice job with their thing. I do a job, good job, my thing. We're going to collaborate. I'm calling it, you know, the NCIS's crossover and all that other stuff. Well, we're calling this the Loose Lugs 3Y crossover event in May next month. It's going to go down. We'll have more details as we go along this month, getting you set for the crossover. Man, the month of May, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be spectacular. I got to tell you that, but wow. And on that note, mind blown, get your popcorn ready. It's going to be good. Kyle Busch, your winner today at Bristol, the Food City 500, belonged to the 18, taking it away in the fourth quarter. Christopher Bell, your Xfinity Series winner yesterday in the Xfinity Series race, both series heading to the VA, Virginia, for more short track racing. It's going to go down Friday and Saturday this week. Quick turnaround from a terrific weekend of racing at Bristol. Big D's, time to break it down. Y'all know what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I messed it up like everything else. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, listen to another edition, the post-race reaction edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, 100th edition, two-part episode there. So look out for that. It's in two parts, so this will be uploaded. Both parts will be up on Tuesday night. So you're going to get two episodes there. So look forward to that as well. Big D, thanks for hanging out here on this Sunday night, and look forward to the national championship game. It's going to be a good one here, and looking forward to seeing how Tech does there. Thank you for your help as usual, and thanks for hanging around for part two of episode 100. And thank you guys, ladies and gentlemen, for hanging out with us tonight on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, literally the 100th edition dedicated to reacting a couple hours from the Bristol weekend. Once again, congratulations to Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, your winners this weekend of Bristol. And we are ready for some more short track racing at Virginia this upcoming weekend. And again, folks, the Loose Lugs 3Y crossover next month. It's going down. We out.
NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide.